Chapter 68.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. In the dead of night, the Empress suddenly woke up from a nightmare with a short, guttural scream of terror. The startled attendants quickly lit the candles in the hall. An attendant rushed to support the Empress, who was lying on the phoenix bed. "Your Majesty, Your Majesty, what is the matter?" The Empress's face was ashen, cold sweat streaming down, and every muscle in the body was trembling. Even her lips quivered, making it difficult to speak. The attendant's heart raced at the sight. "I'll call the Imperial Physician." The Empress hurriedly clutched her arm. "Your Majesty, no, don't, quickly, help me, I must go to Imperial Study." "Yes, Your Majesty." With great difficulty, the attendant helped the Empress to her feet, draped the Imperial robe over her, and accompanied her to the Imperial Study. The Empress, barely able to walk without gripping the attendant's arm for support, was unaware that as they left the bedchamber, the attendant discreetly gave a signaling glance to other attendants. After they departed, the attendant swiftly restrained the other attendants in the room and cautiously made her way toward the Empress's chamber hall. The Empress might have clutched the attendant's arm so tightly that bruises formed, but she didn't notice how much strength she was exerting. She was the Empress, the one with supreme power. How could she lose control like this? Finally reaching the Imperial Study, the Empress's yellow undergarments beneath her imperial robe were already soaked with sweat. Seated behind the large golden Nanmu desk, the Empress closed her eyes and said to the attendant, "Prepare the ink." The attendant immediately began grinding the ink. As the Empress's labored pain gradually eased, she opened her eyes and said, "Bring the Imperial Decree." She had been right after all. A storm of emotions surged within the attendant's heart, but she hurriedly lowered her gaze, fearful that her eyes might betray her thoughts. She quickly shuffled off to fetch the Imperial Decree, clutching her chest to contain the frenzied pounding of her heart, which seemed as if it might leap out at any moment. The blank decree was laid out. The Empress, with trembling hands, picked up the brush, dipped it into the ink, and tried to lift it. Yet, the moment she raised it, the brush slipped from her grasp with a clatter, landing back in the inkstone. Black ink splattered, staining the exquisite golden Nanmu desk. For a brief moment, the Empress's expression twisted into a grimace, but she knew time was slipping away. The Empress commanded, "Fu Banbin, I will dictate, and you will write." The attendant fell to her knees with a loud thud, her voice quivering as she replied, "This humble servant is unworthy and afraid." The Empress's face darkened as she rasped, "Do not defy me." "Yes, this servant obeys," the attendant replied. Trembling, she straightened herself while still kneeling, took the brush in her hand, and pulled the blank decree closer, placing it before her. The Empress was at the end of her strength, feeling as though death might seize her by the throat at any moment. Yet, in this instant, her thoughts were not on how to save her own life. There was no fear in her heart, only a determination to use the last of her time to secure everything for Yan Yentong. She began to dictate her will. With the great achievements of the ancestors, the Dian Empire has flourished across vast lands, enriched the seas, and commanded the respect of nations far and wide. In my 16 years on the throne, I have not dared to slacken for even a moment. By the grace of heaven, the people live in peace, the realm prospers, and I am not unworthy of our founding empress. Now, as my life comes to its end, I see boundless potential for the future of Dian. I have my fourth daughter, Yan Yentong, who possesses both virtue and talent, an imperial character that reflects my own. She is unquestionably fit to inherit the throne. I decree that she shall succeed me and ascend to the throne. Let this proclamation be made to all under heaven. The Empress finished the decree in one breath. Panting heavily, it seemed as though all her strength had drained away. "Is it written?" The attendant hastily set down the brush. "It is written." "Good, good." Immediately summon the ministers to the Imperial Study. The Imperial Seal rested in its treasured box on the desk. With great effort, the Empress propped herself up, opened the box, and took out the seal. Her head spun, her vision blurred, and her mind buzzed. It felt as though she might collapse into death at any moment. She pressed the Imperial Seal onto the decree. Then, the Empress's eyes widened in shock. The decree did not read, 4th, but 7th, not Yan Yentong, but Yan Yunshu. "You." The attendant snatched the decree and dashed toward the doors. The Empress tried to chase after her but tumbled from her chair to the floor. You, the Empress's eyes turned bloodshot, blazing with a terrifying fury, like a vengeful specter. Finally realizing what had happened, she screamed, "Guards! Guards!" The doors to the imperial study were flung open with a loud bang. But the figures who entered were not the guards the Empress had been expecting. It was the Emperor, dressed in resplendent attire, radiant and imposing. The attendant respectfully handed the decree to the Emperor, who unfolded it and smiled in satisfaction. The Empress, trembling with rage, stammered through clenched lips, "You treacherous woman!" "Guards, guards!" The Emperor stepped forward, signaling the attendants to help the Empress back into her chair. "Your Majesty, don't waste your strength. No one is coming," the Emperor said, looking down at the Empress with an air of superiority. "I've already sent word to the court ministers. Tomorrow, when they arrive at the palace, they will pay homage to Yan Yunshu."